Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Pod Diva.
Hello, divas. This is Rachel Shelley. Here we are, still riding high on the wave that was Lesbian Visibility Week and the Diva Awards. Did you see that Pod Diva was even featured on Apple's Showcase podcasts? What a week! Today on Pod Diva, we are talking to your favorite deadpan comic, Lucia Keskin. When Lucia Keskin posted a video to YouTube about failing her GCSEs in 2017, it didn't seem like the obvious route into comedy. Yet 7 years later, she's racked up nearly 500,000 followers on YouTube alone, starred in the likes of Channel 4's Big Boys and Dave's Sneakerhead. Plus, she's written and starred in her very own BBC show. In this episode, Pod Diva's audiogram auteur extraordinaire, Ella Gorsey, chats to Lucia about her latest BBC show, failing her GCSEs, and Ronnie Mitchell from EastEnders. When you finish listening to this podcast, why not check out our huge back catalogue of LGBTQIA+ episodes, amplifying the voices of the community and its allies, and then go out and subscribe to Diva Magazine to see it all in Technicolor.
Pod Diva.
I want to start with that, actually, with Chi with a C. Like, what prompted you to start making videos on the internet?
I just left. I did musical theatre for a year, but like a amateur kind of year course locally. And I kind of was just dressing up as my teachers and wasn't really taking it seriously, the academic side of it, and just wanted to do more kind of silly stuff. So then just started making videos instead. And then obviously I got my GCSE results and they were terrible. So I just thought I'd post them online. Kept doing stuff like that, really.
Yeah, well, how did that video change your life?
It was weird. It was quite slow. It was because they come around every year. It would kind of, I think the first year, no one really saw it. It's just then I'd then forget about it. And a year later, people would be like, oh my God, you failed your GCSEs. But even still, it's like people find it now when they're doing their GCSE. So it was kind of really gradually people panicking and going, oh, I'll be fine then. I just thought, well, I knew that they would be terrible, the results. So I thought, well, I have nothing to lose. I knew I couldn't work in a normal job. I didn't really want to. So I just thought, I'm just going to post them online and see what happens. And so I wasn't really thinking about, you know, the outcome at all, really.
What was the first time that you realised this is working, like people are enjoying this? When did you start to notice that things were changing in terms of your like follower counts and things like that?
Well, after the GCSE one, I was posting videos, but I still hadn't quite found what it was that I, like my thing was. I was just posting all sorts of stuff. And then I started doing the sketches and the parody stuff. The more I kind of lent into like the writing of it and those type of videos, that's when I realised that's what people kind of liked. And I enjoyed doing that because it was like writing as well. So it was that really, just trying to find like a type of videos to post.
Was comedy something that you were always interested in growing up?
Oh my God, yeah. I was so obsessed with it because my granddad was like my dad, and like he was just obsessed with comedy. So all we'd do was watch stuff like that. So it was always something I loved and wanted to do.
Who were some of the comedians that you think really inspired you?
Well, I love like Diane Morgan. She's my favourite. Julia Davis, Sharon Horgan. They're like my favourites, I think.
How did you notice that your life was changing? Because you would have only been like, what, 16, 17 at the time?
It was quite gradually. Like it was never overnight. It wasn't as intense, but lockdown was when it kind of happened the most. I did a video of like loads of sitcoms, like things like that, and that's when I just got an agent. and I started having meetings like with production companies and things like that, that's when I noticed it was kind of more leaning in towards what I really want to do, which is like TV and writing.
Earlier this year, you debuted your first show, Things You Should Have Done. What was the process like creating and writing that?
It was kind of a thing where in my head, I was like, this isn't going to go anywhere. Like, this is so stupid. So it was just like the most stupid ideas we could possibly think of. And then the more we kind of thought of it like that, the more stuff come out. And then the BBC liked it. And then they gave us a script. So it was just kind of a whim, really. Like, I really didn't think it would go anywhere. It was my granddad had just kind of died. And so I wanted to write about grief in a way. So we kind of did that in a light-hearted way. And comedy was the best thing to get through it. So we went into that side of it.
And what was it like when you sort of walked onto set for the first time and you thought, oh my God, this is real. Like, this has actually become a real thing.
It was crazy because I think it was when the day before we started filming, I went to the like unit base and it was just like loads of trucks. I just couldn't believe that these people were here because of something I'd written. It was just, I honestly couldn't believe it. It was just so, such an amazing moment. I still can't believe it, to be honest. It's one of the things that, because it happens so slowly. I won't fully believe it, I don't think, till I see it.
What were some of your favourite moments like working on set, like with the cast? Party.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think my favorite moments is just when we laugh. Like, that's my favorite part about all of it, is when we make each other laugh and stuff like that when it goes wrong. That's what I love the most, is just laughing with other actors, I think.
What do you hope that people take from it, like, as a show?
I hope it kind of just shows that when you're the age, like 20, 21, you don't have to, you know, have everything put together. Because I hope, I mean, she's on an extreme level, my character, of not knowing how to do anything. Well, hopefully a lot of people do also relate to that in some way. In the show, the parents die, so she's left to do everything. And I think my mum did a lot for me. I think a lot of people rely on their parents for a lot of stuff. So I think hopefully people will relate to that side of it. And maybe if, you know, people have grieved, also that.
Definitely. And as someone that is fairly young in the industry, like, what's your experience been like?
I was terrified when I first did it, because I think, like, the first thing I did was Big Boys, which was Jack Rook's show. And I was so scared, because it was something I've always wanted to do. And I was just thinking, like, oh my God, this is going to be the scariest thing. But it was just such a dream. It was just, I loved it. Like, I felt like, oh my God, this is exactly what I want to do. And I feel like really comfortable. So it wasn't as scary and daunting as I thought it would be.
Could you tell us a bit about your own sort of coming out and sort of queer journey?
For me, I was just always obsessed with, I think I was, when I was growing up, everyone, all my friends were just obsessed with, you know, boys and stuff. And I was obsessed with Ronnie Mitchell from EastEnders. But I was like, no, I'm completely straight, completely 100%. In lockdown, I discovered how great Sarah Paulson was, and like was just really into that whole vibe. I think just watching her for ages and seeing how, because I think I for ages really battled with self-acceptance, like not so much what other people think, but just like self-acceptance of what my sexuality is and like labels and things like that. So I think she definitely helped that, just watching her and how she doesn't really care about labels and things like that. And it was from then that I don't care anymore. I really don't care.
Yeah, did I see right? I think, did she retweet one of your American Horror Story skits?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was, I didn't sleep that night at all.
That must have been nuts.
Oh my God, it was just ridiculous.
Definitely. And like, I feel like comedy as well has always been a space for like the LGBT plus community to like find a home. What do you think it is about comedy and sort of, especially in TV, that's really like given us that space?
People using their like vulnerability and how hard it is, really, kind of in a relatable, funny way, is just what people relate to it. There's so many like great stand-ups that are gay or bi and stuff, and it's just made it so much more something we can laugh at as well. Not in a way, like just, can you make fun of yourself, if you get what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And it invites those conversations outside of the sets and stuff, for sure. Have you ever thought about doing stand-up? Is that something? I know that you were in a Dave show about stand-up comedians.
But... Yeah. It was like the Moth Club, and I was playing a character backstage, which was like a... she booked all the acts. I definitely wanted at one point to do stand-up, but was just... I've got zero stage presence at all. Like, that's what I struggled with musical theatre, because I worked with the Addams Family and that was about it. I just never gave it a go, because the idea kind of cripples me with anxiety. I don't know how people do stand up at all.
When you were like growing up, what were some other like TV shows that really inspired you or that you really loved?
I loved like Vicar of Dibley and Absolutely Fabulous, Nighty Night. They were my like favourites, all them old ones. Catherine Tate Show, Tony Hancock, like the Farce Show, like all the way back to like the 1800s. I just love all of like the old stuff.
Is there ever like a sense of like imposter syndrome or all things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Like 100%. Like even with like the fact that there's like people that run around and get you drinks and stuff, like it makes me feel terrible. Like I can't wrap my head around that. I'm like, honestly, please don't worry. Like all of that, because it just feels like how I don't feel like I'm worthy as all the other people. It's crazy. Like imposter syndrome is mental. I don't know how you get over that.
Pod Diva. Thank you for listening to Pod Diva in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA+ women and non-binary people. Every fortnight, we bring you new interviews from a vast range of fabulous people, celebrating and amplifying the voices of the LGBTQIA+ community. Browse our extensive back catalogue of episodes to find your favourites, from Jennifer Beals to Abby Jacobson. It's like one gorgeous, glossy magazine in your ear. Please share, rate or review us. It really does help. You can find us on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can email me at editorial@diva-magazine.com. Pod Diva. Queers for your ears. Pod Diva.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.